Minister, this question is in relation to correspondence I sent to you on the 23rd of August 2022 and again on the 17th of May 2023 that I didn't receive any response to. So in an order to try and get a response, I've put it down as a question here today. So let's see what we get.
Thanks very much, Deputy. So I checked in when I saw your question, and the advice I have from the Department is that there was an acknowledgement and there was a response to the correspondence. So that's the advice I have from the Department. If that's not correct, we need to chase that up, because certainly the view is correspondence has issued, so we need to make sure that has been received, and if it hasn't, I'll revert to the Department on that. And apologies if it hasn't. You should have had a response. I'm told a response has issued, but if you haven't, I want
yesterday.
To. Sorry?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Okay.
Yesterday?
Well, fair enough. Okay. Okay. Well, then you should have had a response earlier than that. No issue saying that at all. And thank you for getting in touch with me on it. Increasing the medical workforce is a top priority for me and for the Department. And as Deputy Smith and I were just talking about, I want to see a doubling of healthcare college places. The 2018 capacity review in terms of GPs, to your question, showed that Ireland had broadly similar per capita levels to the countries benchmarked. Rapid access to GPs in certain areas is, however, a real challenge. There's no question. I'm hearing it around the country. The number of doctors in training is increasing, and this is one of the ways we're tackling this. From 120 in training in 2009, from 120 up to 258, so more than doubled to last year. There's further increases planned for this year. And critically, Deputy, we're working with the ICGP on bringing international GPs into the country, particularly, for example, in your own county and your own constituency. There are issues, and what the ICGP is looking to do is bring in GPs, including from South Africa, but critically support them in setting up in more rural areas, which is something that that we fully support and want to see more of.
Minister, this is what I'm talking about as well, and this could be done on a national basis by you, by the Department of Health or the HSE, as you outlined in your correspondence yesterday, actually talking to the Cuban ambassador and the Cuban authorities about the provision of doctors across the whole health service. It's also across for the hospital services as well. They are there, they are available, but it requires you to actually pick up the phone and talk, have a conversation with them in relation to the actual possibility of this happening. And this could happen very quickly, and they could actually go a long way towards easing the burden while we wait for all those training places that you've outlined to come on board. Unfortunately, the training places seem to be happening now, which is good, but we've heard about the increase in training for a long time, and we haven't seen any delivery in relation to it. So that's okay, but there's a gap going to be there between the training taking place and the actual delivery of the people and the easing of the burden in terms of the health services, and so that's vitally important. I'll come on with the rest of it.
Thanks very much, Deputy. So the HSC is working in collaboration with the Medical Council to identify potential regions for recruitment of doctors around the world who meet the Irish Medical Council registration standards. Now, any such recruitment needs to be in line with our ethical guidelines. We're a signatory, as you'll be aware, of the WHO's Global Code on the Recruitment of International Health Professionals. And through this code, developed countries are encouraged to attain self-sufficiency in the domestic health workforce. And hence, I believe, and we are now moving to significantly increase college places here in Ireland. We're very happy. We should be moving to a position where we're very happy to bring in international healthcare professionals, give them extra training, give them extra experience, but with a view to them going back to their own countries as more highly trained and more experienced professionals, whilst we have self-sufficiency within our own system. So any doctor who wants to practice in Ireland, they have to meet the registration requirements of the Irish Medical Council. It's my understanding that the Irish Medical Council does not automatically recognise qualifications from Cuba, as indeed it doesn't for many countries around the world. But there is a process in place for such doctors to take exams and have their qualifications recognised.
Minister, there have been doctors from Cuba working in Portugal, Spain, Sweden, all within the EU, all recognised and all there providing cover for the health services in those countries. what is so different about Ireland that that can't happen? And in fact, in Fermanagh, in the Enniskillen District Hospital, recently the Health Trust met with the Cuban embassy, the English Cuban embassy, and actually are putting in place a procedure to look at how they can actually, Cuban doctors can assist them in actually meeting the burden of the crisis that they have in relation to providing cover and that there. So it is doable. It seems to be a complete reluctance from the department, given from the fact that you don't respond to correspondence, but and also the fact that of actually doing something and seeing something that could actually bridge the gap. And we're talking about bridging the gap because there is going to be a long time frame between, and I've listened to questions here all this morning have been about the lack of trained staff, the lack of doctors, the lack of availability, the lack of anything, and there's going to be a gap between what you're talking about, which I hope it comes to pass, and what actually is the situation on the ground. And I think this is an opportunity that could ease that burden and alleviate that for it, and we don't seem to be interested in taking it up.
Just before the Minister comes in, you have the dirt and you wanted to come in briefly.
Of my colleague, could I ask if, given that there is an emergency, that there is an actual shortage of doctors at various levels throughout the health services in this country, an anticipation of maybe an even greater and more acute shortage in the years to come by virtue of population changes, could I ask the Minister if it might be possible to ensure that whatever procedures prevail throughout the European Union in respect of incoming doctors, that they might be applied here?
Yeah, thanks very much. To both deputies, we're looking at bringing in GPs from around the world. We're not excluding Cuba. The HSC and the ICGP would welcome the inclusion of many countries. Cuba's no different. They've been doing a lot of work with.
We'll pick up the phone and talk.
They've been doing a lot of work with South Africa. They've been doing work with various South American countries and bringing GPs over. So there's no. There's no such issue, and certainly the HSE and the ICGP can link in with you, Deputy, on the matter.
Well, if they linked in with the Cuban embassy, it would be better.